in his book, Modern Buddhism, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, Kadampa practitioners, we belong to the tradition of Kadampa Buddhism. Kadampa practitioners emphasize training in meditation. We would say this is the core of our spiritual training, training in meditation. And Venerable Geshe says, what is meditation? Meditation is an action of mind. This is Geshe's answer. Meditation is an action of mind whose nature is single-pointed concentration and whose function is to make the mind peaceful and calm. So basically, in meditation, we are using concentration, concentrating on something virtuous. And through this, our mind becomes peaceful and calm. This is the main purpose of meditation, but we'll see in a moment, there are many levels to what we can accomplish with meditation. But basically, the purpose is by using concentration, and here means concentrating on a positive object, a virtuous object, our mind becomes peaceful and calm. Venerable Geshe says, we want to be happy all the time, even during our dreams. How can we do this? We can do this through training in meditation, because meditation makes our mind become peaceful. And when our mind is peaceful, we're happy all the time. Even if our external conditions are poor. So this is a big statement. We need to check this out. When our mind is peaceful, we're happy all the time. The opposite of that is if our mind is not peaceful, we're going to struggle to find any kind of happiness. Maybe we get a few moments of temporary pleasure. But to get any deep or lasting happiness, we're never going to find that if our mind isn't peaceful. And so we understand from our own experience that what we call inner peace, a peace of mind, is the real cause of happiness. If we have inner peace, then we will be happy regardless of external circumstances. If we do not have inner peace, we will not be happy even in the best of circumstances. So we can check this out. These are bold statements. Check. See if this is true, because if it's true, then there's definitely something for here to, for us to do. What is this inner peace thing he's talking about? Where do I get it from? Sounds like I need it. You know, we can say, in Buddhism we distinguish between real happiness. Real happiness for us is something that's deep and lasting. And we distinguish between that and what we might call temporary pleasure. It's easy to derive some short-term pleasure from maybe delicious food or a nice day out or good company or music or what have you. We get pleasure, but it's so short-lived, so superficial. It doesn't last, and it doesn't really put the mind at rest. The mind is still thirsty. The mind is still agitated, looking for more, looking for bigger, looking for better. So this, if we want true happiness, that means lasting happiness, that is a little bit deeper in our mind, and which endures through whatever we have to live through. Maybe we're going through some really difficult times at work or with our relationship or the weather or economy or what have you. But can you imagine that however difficult the situation that life throws at you, you can still stay calm, you can still stay happy. You develop what we call independent happiness, happiness that doesn't depend on external situations or external stimuli, happiness that comes from within. We make our own happiness from within, and we enjoy that happiness all the time, regardless of what's going on. And even, to be truthful, even these superficial, what we might call superficial pleasures that we enjoy from food and sex and music and so forth, we can't even enjoy those unless we have a degree of inner peace in our mind. So even for second-rate happiness, we need some degree of inner peace. How do I know that? I'm an expert at this. Okay, we all have been there, yeah. You can be in the most idyllic situation. Have you ever been on holiday and there you are on the beach, white sand, blah, 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 and you're irritated about something? Can you enjoy the beach? You're listening to, you've gone to a concert, you've spent ages saving this money to go to this show, and you get there and you've just had a wife with your partner, an argument with your partner, and you're like, some anger in your mind. Can you enjoy the music? Or you receive some bad news and you're upset and you've gone out for dinner. Can you enjoy the food? Even these temporary pleasures, difficult to enjoy if our mind is not peaceful. Peaceful mind is necessary for any kind of happiness, but for a deep happiness, for a lasting happiness, definitely we need a deep and lasting inner peace.